Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tufted Egg Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for eggdaily.com for the week of Monday, January 10th. It's going to be a busy week here. We're starting the grains off. Looks like a little lower. Corn was down 3.5 overnight. Wheat down 5.5. Beans down 5.75. We've got export inspections at 10 o'clock. We've got CONAB coming out tomorrow with the Brazilian estimates. And then we have our supply and demand report on Wednesday. Right now, the best early guesses look like the corn carryout is going to be a little bit lower, bean carryout a little bit higher, but it really all depends on what they decide to do with exports out here. I'm thinking that bean exports should be down sharply and the carryout's higher than what the government's going to tell us. We did sell 132,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico today. We were lower overnight despite forecast for this week in Argentina and southern Brazil reaching extreme record temperatures, 98 to 100 to 10 degrees. Now, there's some rains after that, a half an inch to 2 inches of rain. Maybe that's what the market was focusing on overnight, but that's 8 or 9 days away, so I don't know how much stock you can put in it. I would say, regardless, the funds are going to buy a break in the corn. They're going to buy a break in the beans. Probably sell more wheat against it. So it's going to be a busy week. There's just no telling what's going to happen out here. The dollar's back up after taking a big hit yesterday. It's up 47 ticks right now, back over 96 cents. The grains just opened. March corn down 3.5. March wheat down 8.75. And March beans down 5.5 cents. The meal's up $3. The oil's down 30 ticks out here. So a little bit pressure. I'm not sure why, but I think the funds will be certainly willing buyers, you know, on a good 10, 15 cent break in beans, 5 to 10 cent break in corn. Again, we just have to wait for the reports tomorrow. Obviously, CONAB should be lowering their soybean production estimates. The supply and demand should show 500,000 more wheat acres planted. So, you know, again, it's a little bit mixed, but it should be a little bit friendly to the corn, a little bit bearish wheat, a little bit bearish on the beans. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.